Well, today is August the 15th, 2010. Hard to believe. Here's another Living Theology friend's letter talking about the names of God, and today we're going to talk about El Shaddai. You may remember, some of you anyway, that Amy Grant made this name famous by her song, that title, so it could be familiar with you. You can look it up on the internet. It's quite a catchy song, and it was made pretty famous by her. But it's important that we understand the word and this characteristic of God that we're looking at. The name first appears in Genesis 17:1. God was talking to Abram, and Abram was 90 years old, actually 99 years old. The Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God, walk before me, and be thou perfect. The name Almighty God is the translation a lot of Bibles use for El Shaddai. And I've given the strong numbers in the written part that you can look up to get a little bit more information. Many people believe that this name was derived from another Hebrew name, Shad, meaning breast. There's also an Akkadian word. Now, Akkadian is a language that was spoken in ancient Mesopotamia. It was written on clay tablets and found from about 2800 B.C. But it became mostly replaced by Aramaic by about 800 B.C. So it's been extinct for a long time. But there's a word in that language, Sadu, that translates as mountain, and this title suggests strength and power. So this combination of meanings and its use throughout the Bible leads people to conclude that El Shaddai refers to God who has the power to completely nourish, satisfy, and supply his people with all their needs as a mother would her child. Thus the name is often given the meaning of our sustainer. A.W. Pink, in a book, Gleanings in Genesis, states the revelation which God here made of himself was well suited to the occasion. This was the first time that he revealed himself as the Almighty. None but one who possessed all power could meet Abram's need at this time. 99 years of age, his body dead, Sarah barren, and long past age of childbearing, how could they hope to have a son? But with God, all things are possible, because he is El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one. This was a promise that God made to Abram at that time, that he was going to have children. We read the second reference of the name El Shaddai in Genesis 28:3, where Isaac is speaking to his son Jacob using El Shaddai as the name of the Lord God. It's translated as God Almighty in that passage. And the blessing is given in Genesis 28:3, and may God Almighty bless you and make you fruitful and multiply you, that you may become a company of peoples. May he also give you the blessing of Abraham to you and your descendants with you, that you may possess the land of your sojournings, which God gave to Abraham. Of course, only El Shaddai has the power and desire to fulfill the needs of his people, who can make such promises of blessings. The third occurrence of this name is found in Genesis 35:10-12, and actually in verse 11, again translated God Almighty, where God here is revealing himself personally to Jacob, indicating this is his name, and changing Jacob's name to Israel, as he changed Abram to Abraham. Israel, or Jacob, uses this name of God in speaking to his sons in Genesis 35:11, prior to their return to Egypt. God also said to him, I am God Almighty, be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall come from you, and kings shall come forth from you. Of course, only God, El Shaddai, can fulfill such a promise. Another verse demonstrates the power of God to bless his people in Genesis 48:3-4. And Jacob said unto Joseph, God Almighty appeared unto me at Luz in the land of Canaan, and blessed me, and said unto me, Behold, I will make thee fruitful, and multiply thee, and I will make of thee a multitude of people, and I will give this land to thy seed after thee for an everlasting possession. Of course, only El Shaddai could make and fulfill such a promise of land and many descendants to Joseph. The same term, the Almighty, is found in the New Testament. as Paul quotes promises of God from Exodus 29:45, Leviticus 26:12, Jeremiah 31:1, and Ezekiel 37:27. The name El Shaddai is not used in those Old Testament verses, but Paul uses his understanding of God's character to make his statement in 2 Corinthians 6:16-18. Or what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For we are the temple of the living God, just as God said, I will dwell in them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore come out from their midst and be separate, says the Lord, and do not touch what is unclean, and I will welcome you. And I will be a father to you, and you shall be sons and daughters to me, says the Lord Almighty. Today, most Christians accept the meaning of El Shaddai as being both the Almighty, all-powerful, and only true God, and the one who has further, finally, and completely revealed himself in the New Testament and the Lord Jesus Christ. Oswald Chambers summarizes this meaning from his book, Not Knowing Where. The wonder of El Shaddai, the power to create new things in the old world, runs through the whole kingdom of grace. The everlasting yea is reached when we perceive that God is El Shaddai, the all-sufficient God. In the last book of our canon of Scripture, we also read, El Shaddai will provide all that his people need in the new world. Revelation 21:22-23, And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. We should all meditate upon this name of God as we face many needs in our walk serving him, knowing that his love for us is sincere and secure, and that he is powerful and faithful to all his promises. May God richly bless you.